talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go here on... One time you're going to realize that these are microphones, and we started a quarter after. You're tuned into the Exchange Club here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, and last week we added a panelist to the Exchange Club, Abby Crowman. Abby is back for week number two, although I don't understand this conversation, and I have to call you on the carpet on this. There's two things I have to do at the start of this show that I'm going to do, and we're going to get to you in a second, so you just sit there and enjoy for a moment. But the other thing is, I really enjoyed that show, and we ran out of time at the end, so I got to thank everybody. Jeannie was here, Jeannie Evers was in the studio, Charlie's wife, his grandkids, Nicholas, Reed, Scarlett, and Brandon, who you heard on air, and his daughter Amy, and again, who have been incredibly nice to me in the last 2 months. Well, they've always been nice to me, but I just much closer relationship in the last 2 months since Charlie was not feeling very well. And it's hard to say, but that was the last new episode of the Charlie Evers Show you will hear on this station, because Charlie is no longer with us. But the sign-off came from exactly the right person, his daughter Amy, and I'm very happy with that. But because we talked so much in that program, and I'm glad we did, I didn't get a chance to play, because I wanted to put a little bit of Charlie in that program to hear his voice, because there was no voice there of Charlie in that show. So I'm going to play the tribute we played the other night on the anniversary show, in case you didn't hear that, really quick. It's 3 minutes. It's our final tribute to Charlie Evers on this station, but remember, you'll be able to hear him forever and ever and ever, because he's on every morning until sign-off, or every day until sign-off, 7 a.m., 7 p.m., and 1:10 in the afternoon. He'll be on when this show goes off today. But here's our tribute to Charlie Evers and the 6 years he spent here.
It's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, and a big good morning to all of you. Welcome to another beautiful day. Wow, isn't it nice out there? Okay, we're back once again here at your Christmas program today. Yes, it sure is Christmas, isn't it?
And we've still got another hour after this.
We do.
The Exchange Club is on.
Oh, that's right, the Exchange Club.
Which will all be, and I heard you saying earlier on how much you really enjoy the Swap Shop theme song.
Oh, don't mention it. Don't mention it. Oh, it's time for Swap Shop. Bring your goods here, we'll sell them for you. Oh, my. I've heard some bad themes, but boy, I tell you, that gets up and walks out.
Well, that was a heck of a job. I mean, mentally challenged.
Yeah. What? Oh, no. Gee whiz, that's terrible.
Oh, it's, you know, who sings that, don't you?
who sings that, don't you? The Swap Shop theme.
Oh, we have an incoming call.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
Who sings this?
Jeez.
Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes.
Yeah, are you guys in the swamp today?
Do we have what? Are we in the sauce? Yeah, you want to join us in the sauce?
You sound like you're in the sauce today. You're having too much fun.
That's right. You're exactly right.
It's Christmas. Yeah.
Are you feeling pretty good?
Yep, you're having too much fun. All right, Charlie.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh, jeez.
You know, curiosity has been my big thing. I once was at a railroad crossing, and I saw what looked like vandals had strung beads of paint all over the place. And so I said, boy, you should see what some vandals did last night. Well, the railroad people called me up and said, there weren't no vandals. We were tracing those silver lines tracing our underground wires to update their crossing signals. But curiosity, you know.
Curiosity.
You got to have curiosity.
And with that is Charlie Evers, and I love hearing that, and it makes me laugh every time. We'll miss you, Charlie, and so glad your family was able to come in. And we're going to have Amy back, by the way, with you on some Friday on this show. And you know what? Amy and I get along just fine, but apparently during that particular show, I might be ganged up on.
Yeah, Amy and I she hears the hard time you give me. So her and I together will just be
What exactly
magic.
Do you define as a hard time? Because I don't think I'm giving you a hard time.
She pointed out, you know what buttons to push.
I don't push your buttons.
Right.
Like, what would be pushing your buttons?
You know my certain hot spots. You know what's going to trigger a reaction, and you do it. And Amy's that I need to, like, you know, not let you do that. But I think with the two of us together, magic.
You can't help it. This is what I've learned, because you can't help yourself.
If
I hit a subject that I know is going to tick you off, you can't help but respond.
I have to defend myself. So if it's something personal and you, like, you know, push those buttons, you're obviously going to get a response every time. And you know this.
Right, which is great.
Which is why you do it.
It's good for me. It's good for me.
Yeah.
The thing I was going to bring up was at the anniversary party the other night, you first time you make this assertion, and this is completely an untrue story when it comes to this show. Okay. Now, you have been on this show one time before, I think. You came in on a Friday, and you did, like, the last 2 hours.
I did? I was on this Exchange Club show?
Yeah. So.
That's probably another thing you didn't tell me.
That you were here?
Yeah.
I have to tell you when you're here?
Well.
Guess what? You're here today.
I know. I know when to be here now.
Okay. But, okay, so that happened.
Right.
And then I was talking about how I'd been doing it solo, and I needed to get some new people.
Right.
Right. And since the other show we were doing for a period of time has went by the wayside, apparently.
For now.
For now. I said, well, maybe forever. You never know. And I said, would you be interested in doing that spot?
No.
Yeah, right there. Don't tell your fabrications. You did that the other night at the anniversary party.
I need to pull this message up, and you said,
"Do it, pull it up."
I need someone to do the Exchange Club, and I said, "Or you know what? I think what
yes, that was it.
You were
exactly.
talking about it, and you were on the air, and it was one of those times I was messaging you, and I said I want to be on Exchange Club, and you're like, okay. So I thought I was filling in like on a Friday. I did not have any idea that it was like a every Friday
filling
thing.
In for who? It's me.
Well, because there's supposed to be more than
there
just
are
us.
Supposed to be more people, but.
So I thought, okay, I want to do that sometime. Like, that's what my, you know, intention was, which I'm happy to be here. This is great. But I'm just saying, you
never
actually.
But that's not true. Because last week, how many times did I say the word permanent in promoting you throughout the week?
Not until Friday.
No, I think I said permanent before Friday.
I texted you and I was like, oh, yes, you heard. You remember.
Then you made it out at the anniversary party like it was some big surprise when you came in here on Friday.
No, I didn't. It was a surprise. It was Friday that when I found out. Like it was a surprise when I got here. Don't roll your eyes at me. It's true.
Well, it may not be permanent now because of this whole conversation.
I said at the anniversary show, I'm honored to be here. I like it. You know, I'm very excited. So
you sound it.
Yay!
We had this conversation yesterday, matter of fact. I've never seen you excited.
Was it yesterday?
Yeah. I've never seen you excited in the entire time. And you, oh, I get excited all the time.
I do.
Never.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
I've seen you, like, in a good mood, but I can't say I've ever seen you excited.
I guess I don't know your definition. I mean, like, there's something that excites me.
Yeah. Is there anything that excites you?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, what's that? Do tell.
I don't know.
See, if you don't know, you aren't excited.
I mean, there's not, like, things happen. I'm like, oh, yay.
Amy, turn the car around and come back. Honest to goodness.
She knows. She knows.
We're plummeting here.
What do you mean? What do you, I have to name? So I'm very excited. I get excited when I'm at, like, my kids' sporting events. Like, you know, I'm that parent who, like,
I'm not. No, what I said was.
Step and, like, you know.
You do?
Oh, my gosh,
you
yes.
dance.
I run. I run with them. Like, you know.
You run with
yeah,
them.
Yeah, my son scores a touchdown. I'm, like, the one, like, running with them until he scores. I get very excited. Get very emotional.
See, I would stay home.
See?
I couldn't even.
You wouldn't watch your kid play sports?
No, I'd watch my kid play sports, but I wouldn't be doing that.
You wouldn't watch my kid play sports?
If you ask me to come, sure.
Huh. Well, let me tell you. I get excited about a lot of things.
Well, I'm waiting to hear besides that. Like, but I said I've never seen you excited. That's the point.
I'm just even, you know.
Well, if by even you mean straight line and then down and then back to the straight line, then down. Yeah, you're even.
That's not even. You know. I'm very...
I ran into one of our students this week.
Which is very...
You know who it was.
See, that would be very exciting to me.
I was excited. I talked to her.
Did you like, oh my gosh, it's so good to see you. Oh, see, that no. would excite me.
No, no, no.
Yes.
No. I was so confused by what she was talking about that I couldn't even...
So, if we can talk about that for just a
go ahead, talk about it. I don't know what that meant.
It was so funny because this just shows who really ran the show, being
honest. Oh, is that what that showed?
I think so.
I would have set her straight if I'd known that.
So, Skazi is one of our students, which she's a doll, right?
Yeah, I like her. I liked yes. all the students. I did not dislike any of those students.
But she says to Scott, are you part of the program?
Am so I part of the program?
She had no idea that he was actually... supposed to be doing something.
No. What she said, her exact quote, I was there. Here's what her exact quote was. And I'm going to quote her word for word. She said, because she said, oh, how you doing? Nice summer. And we had that conversation. And I said, how's her summer going? And she was there helping some older lady. And then she just came out of the blue with this question. And she said, now, were you with the program or were you just there with Abby?
Yeah, exactly.
And I thought, what?
Right.
What?
You were just there.
Like I would come to hang out with you? What?
Seems, I
every
know.
Day?
Bizarre, but it, like, this is how our kids perceived it, and I think it's...
They perceived that I would just come there to hang out with you every day?
It's so accurate.
And they didn't even talk about the other friend, Michelle. God bless her heart.
Well, to be honest, that was when she joined, when she came to us.
Oh, is that the reason?
Well, when she came to us, Michelle had already been busy with the...
That's when you and I were running the show?
Well, it sounds like I was.
I'm not sure what that mean. I don't think that's what that meant. I think what that meant was I a part of the program with you, or was I just there because I was your friend? I think that's what it meant.
Right. That just means she didn't.
Like
see you
I'd
doing
show
anything.
Up if they weren't paying me. If right. they weren't paying me, as if I would be there every day.
That's what I perceived of these kids, though. They knew, like, they probably didn't think I was getting paid. I just was there because
no.
loved them.
No, they knew it was a program. They knew you were there for the program. They thought I was there out of the kindness of my heart.
But you didn't do anything. That's how they perceived it.
That's not... Oh.
Absolutely awesome.
Now, why would you say such a thing? How many times did I cover your hindquarters?
You did, especially
at
the
end.
I mean, well, you know...
All the time.
Yeah.
You would send me messages and always complain because I didn't answer text messages. And you would call me and say, I'm right. Can you be? Can you do? Can you blah, 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 blah?
No.
Oh, yes, you did.
Toward the end... Because, it was not the end. But
oh,
like,
dishonesty,
the end of our
folks.
Time there. Oh, my goodness. Why would I be dishonest about this?
I don't know.
Right. I have no reason to be.
You were. You would send out texts and you would say, our Facebook messages, and you would say, I got to do this. I'm going to be late. I'm going to be 5 minutes. I'm stuck in the room and I got to do this.
Well,
can you go down?
That's normal. That's what I'm...
Yeah, but
that's
me.
As the leader, I have to delegate. Like, if
oh,
I'm
the
in the
leader.
Room,
oh,
I...
Oh, my...
Hey.
Oh, my Lord in heaven.
I think my title was actually like...
You had a title?
Site coordinator, which is above...
Is that what you did?
Yeah, mm-hmm, that's my title.
Now, which part of that forces other people to lie? Is that in that?
It was not... I did not force you to lie. I never forced you to lie.
Merry Christmas.
It was good, though. It was good.
It was a lie. And then the other one
you
of us...
You chose to lie.
No, you had given this big, long dissertation.
I did not.
Abby. You forced me to lie. And and then even our other friend, Michelle, who was there when the... Because you tried to even say I didn't lie to the person, and she was sitting right there.
I was saying you, because I didn't... Not I didn't, you didn't. I'm like, no, she that didn't I didn't ask that question.
Right.
And you're like, yes, she did.
And then the other person heard it, was sitting right there when I lied for you.
You made a split decision second to tell
it didn't
your,
help me any.
It really didn't help me any.
It did.
It didn't have to. Because
if I would have told the truth...
She probably would have laughed about it, let's be honest.
Then why were you so adamant that I lied to her about it?
I was not adamant that you lied. This is where you're backing up. You're, no. What's the current event this week?
The current event is when people lie, what is really behind it, and why do they force it on other people?
There was no lying involved.
Okay.
We smudged.
We smudged?
Just a little smudge.
But I should not have gone along with it.
You,
and
I don't know
never
why you
again,
bet.
Never again will I lie.
Okay.
I don't lie anyway. I'm an honest fellow,
right?
Gentleman.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, current events.
This is what we're doing a potpourri here right now.
Oh, okay.
Where is Michelle, by the way?
I don't know, and I didn't hear from her. I think she didn't even respond today, did she?
Well, last week she was all upset because nobody invited her, so I made sure at 9:30 this morning to invite her.
She needs to be here.
Jeez.
She's
what
busy.
A thing. And you got me a regular pop here.
No, I didn't. I asked for
it's
diet.
Regular.
I asked for diet. Listen, that was no small feat. I asked for diet.
And some kind of chips.
I did. I needed something in my belly, so I got you chips.
You had not eaten all day.
No, I had carrots at work. That's what I had today. Carrots and an iced tea.
This is fascinating.
I know. I'm so, like, exciting.
So you've lied to the people at the anniversary party about joining this show. You've lied to the people. You made me lie.
I never...
Oh, that's what we're talking about, the conversation. So why would anybody think I'd show up day after day after day for no money? What did they think I was doing there?
Maybe she just thought you were there to, like...
What was I, like, paid in pretzels and diet soda?
That's how you were paid, and with, like, I was receiving free counseling. Maybe that's what she didn't
want. That's exactly what was going on. I did give you a lot of counseling.
You did.
It didn't take, obviously.
Well, I mean, right. Right, it didn't take.
It should. It should take.
You still continue to counsel.
Well, but you know the thing is, not necessarily about you, but this is a good topic because I think a lot of people face this. Because do you know that June, here we are, mm-hmm. more people get married in June than any other month?
I do. I did know that. Yeah. It's
yeah.
Like the wedding
I don't know
month.
If that's happening this year because of the COVID.
Right.
But
right.
I do know June is the marrying month.
It is.
And it make last week we did engagements and all that, so we've done that now. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting in the marrying month. I don't think people get married for the right reasons.
You
and
said
I can it. Yeah, but I can say it as a spectator mm-hmm. because I'm obviously not married. But I almost was.
Mm-hmm. And almost again. I mean, what happened to this proposal?
You know what's funny? The person who I almost married was working downstairs this morning
uh-oh.
When I came in. We wait, we're fine.
Right. You end all things on good notes.
I did.
So, yeah,
did.
No.
Matter of fact, here's I'll tell you a little funny story
okay.
about cuz this person doesn't listen. And I haven't said their name anyway.
Right.
You know who it is, though.
I do.
Okay. So we were engaged, and, you know, it didn't work. But we still talk to each other on birthdays and things like mm-hmm. that. We'll say happy birthday or whatever.
Sure.
And on her birthday, which wasn't too long ago, I just said happy birthday, like I normally do. And she responded and said she was having a good time doing whatever she was doing, so on and so forth. And... I forget how the question we got into this, but she said something about, well, thank you so much for remembering to wish me a happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what are ex-fiancés for?
That's very nice.
Yeah. So I think that's right.
Yeah. That's a good way to, you know.
So that's why last week, friends. Which I don't want to get into it again, but if I do propose to somebody on the air, and if it doesn't mean I'm going to get married because the first time that didn't happen.
Right.
So I know from firsthand experience.
You're good to back out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But on to the marrying month of June.
Right.
Because you don't want to talk politics. So
I will talk politics anytime. I just need a heads up.
Well, we didn't get that this week.
Okay.
During the marrying month of June, why do you think people get married? Under the age of 40. I think for over the age of 40, it's different. And I'm not talking about you because at 45.
Yeah. And I got married in June once.
Yeah. I bet you. Why, every month, you've probably gotten married once or twice.
I'm only down a couple.
Is there any month?
We'll see if we can knock those out.
Yeah. Knock them out.
I don't know why they get married in June or just why in general. Why do we get married
in
general?
Why do people get married? I think it's different reasons at different times, but I think they're the wrong reasons.
I think that for some people, it's just like the natural progression of things to do.
Like you have to get married.
Almost.
Bad.
Almost like you have to.
Bad.
Of course it's bad. But at the time, of course, I don't think that person feels pressured. I mean, I think some probably do feel pressured into it. But I know my first marriage, it was like the natural progression. We'd been together for a long time. We went to college. We both, you know, did the college thing and then we're still together. And it was like, you graduate college, you get engaged, you get married, and you have kids. And I think that that's like a natural progression of things.
Or I must have missed that class.
Graduate high school and get the job that you want. And whether there's college involved or not, like, I mean, I was an informed adult. I wasn't like super young. Obviously, there was things like looking back, you know, I should have done. I should have traveled more like I wanted, or I should have done this or that. But like, it's, I can still do that. I'm not, I have no regrets about it. I really don't. Why are you staring at me like that? I really don't.
You know what? Here's the thing I've learned about regrets, much like most things in people's lives. Nobody's going to tell you they have them, because then they have to admit that they made a mistake somewhere. And nobody's going to tell you they're doing something wrong, because clearly, why would they be doing it if they thought it was wrong? Right. So it's hard to get perspective. And this is why I believe everybody should have a go-to person in their life who's got no skin in the game, who's an unbiased person, who can give you an objective opinion, who you will take. Because you have to, at some point, you've got to divorce yourself from the idea of, I've got too much in this. This is my life. I've got too much in it to win. I've got too much in it to lose. So I cannot be objective about this. So I have to go someplace else.
But ultimately, like, someone, like, I don't think that that's always okay. Just because someone, the way someone perceives it isn't necessarily, like, I've told you before, like, I'll still do whatever makes me happy.
Right, but is it what makes you happy? See, that's the thing. I think the third party is looking at it going, ultimately, this is not going to have a happy ending, because that's, I think, the only reason you would critique it.
And maybe you could see it, but I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know if that should stop you.
Point.
Like, but what's, I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing what makes you happy, no matter how long it lasts.
I think in the moment it is. I think in the moment it is, because I think that's how you get regrets, and I think that's how things pile up and turn into bad things.
I think you're the only one who knows, like, your happiness, right? So I can't say what makes you happy and what doesn't make you happy. And if it's not going to make me happy forever, which obviously I've been through those things, but that's okay. Why do I have to, like, think it's bad?
Poster child for those things.
Well, I mean, I've dealt with enough. We know this. You know this.
I do.
But I can still come out of things and I can still pick positive out. Right? Like, my first marriage, I said, oh, you stare at me and say, oh, you don't have regrets. I really don't.
Well, I don't know if you do or not. All I'm saying is I don't think you would tell me if you did, because that would be admitting something that you would not want to admit.
I don't know.
I think you'd have a hard time admitting you were wrong about anything.
That's not true.
What have you been wrong about in life?
Maybe, I don't know, like, lots of things.
So you about said exactly, you about contradicted yourself, I believe, is what just happened in your mind.
No.
You about just said, I know you did. I know you too well now.
I didn't contradict, listen,
You just about did.
I've been wrong lots of times in my life.
Well, tell us about a few.
What are you going to say? Like, oh, because when I got married, I was wrong.
That's what you were going to say.
So I wasn't.
Because, but yet you just said, I have no regrets when it comes to
I
that.
I don't. I mean, was I, like, obviously, in my head at the time, I thought it was going to work out, so I was doing the right thing.
Don't you wish you'd have had an objective third party there going, hey?
No, because honestly, I probably would have done the same thing.
Exactly.
I would have still gotten married.
Hence the problem.
That we just don't all listen to you, Mr. Objective.
I didn't say that I have to be the objective third party.
Whoever that is. I mean, like,
I'm just saying, I know, here's what I've learned in life, in my 30 years of life, here's what I have learned, is that when you get to a point where you want to marry somebody, people are usually doing it for two reasons when they're younger. Because when you're younger, you usually have some options. Now, unfortunately, as you get older, the options dry up. What? What are you laughing about?
I don't think that you... Why do the options dry up?
Well, because just
are
less
you saying
people...
I'm dried up? I'm confused.
Yeah, you're dried up.
Uh-huh.
Your skin looks very dry right now. You're starting to dry up. You use the fake tan, though, right? We discovered that
this
last week.
Yeah.
I'm always just shocked at how tan you are, because you're... What is that?
You hadn't seen... This is sun. I mean, this is pure
sun.
Oh,
that's pure sun.
Oh, yeah. I haven't used the self-tanner stuff since, like, I was...
See,
like,
because I was out in the sun this past weekend, and all it does is burn me.
It doesn't. I don't get burnt. Like, I might be red when I come inside, but I tan super easily. My kids are the same way. It's crazy.
In any event.
I like that topic better.
You like that topic? How do we get tan? Like it's a self-help show.
Right.
No, but the thing of it is that as you get older, there are just less people. You know, people start dying. People start going away.
Well, or people are already married.
Or people are already married. Absolutely. Yeah. So I think, though, under the age of 45, I think the reasoning is different because you do have options. There still are people around. It's not, you know, as difficult to find somebody. And I think the problem becomes that on the Jeopardy board, good reasons to get married are not these. Not to be lonely, which is a big one. That's probably number one for people. Mm-hmm. Money reasons, another bad one. To have somebody to do stuff with. To not be not just alone, but to not be lonely. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people do it for spite. To just say, I've went on. And look at my life, and isn't it great? And I always say, when I look at Facebook and I start seeing the happy pictures and everything's wonderful, I say, well, the breakup and the divorce is not far behind. Because I don't know why you have to tell people you're happy. I don't understand that.
Okay, I don't disagree with you.
Right. That's my point of view. You go ahead now.
No, I mean...
You're so what? What were you going to say there?
You are so cynical.
That's not cynical.
Not everyone is unhappy. Not everyone, you know, is like... Just because they say
that.
But because they look happy on Facebook or social media, maybe they're really that happy. Maybe
they're
happy.
Like there are good I can think of good marriages right now of people in your age bracket.
Sure.
Who I know are good marriages.
Good. Yeah.
So I'm not cynical about the whole thing. And I'm not saying your marriage is bad.
I'm not married.
Or the
whatever.
Engaged. Your engagement. I'm not saying your engagement is bad. See, this is where I think I'm getting typed into a bad situation. Because I'm not necessarily talking about your engagement.
I understand that.
I'm talking about you.
I thought we not were your, just talking about marriage.
I don't think I've ever met your person.
No.
So why would I have anything bad to say there? Nothing.
No, but you're talking about... No, I agree. I thought we were just talking about why people get married.
Right, but you typed it back to me because you said, like, you're right. We should all come to you. And that's not what I'm saying.
But, like, you as in the, you know, collective, objective
that what you meant?
Person.
Okay.
Of course.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were being so broad.
And I didn't realize you were being so broad either, but here we are.
Yeah, see? Push a button.
No, I think there's lots of reasons people get married. And I agree if you think it's one of those things that you should just do or you feel pressured or you think it's the best next step, that's not okay. I think you make an informed adult decision.
You know one I'm seeing more and more lately, and for some reason, it's more of a girl thing than a guy thing. I don't understand this, but I'm sure it goes the other way in some situations, is that they believe they can do no better. It's a very strange, I don't know what that is. It's a very strange dynamic. And I don't know that that's a good reason.
No, I don't think it's a good reason at all.
No. But I've seen that like 3 or 4 times lately.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, boy, why doesn't somebody notice that? Why doesn't somebody pay attention to that? Because ideally, I think what you want in any relationship, engagement, marriage, whatever it is, prison sentence, cellmate, what you want is somebody who appreciates you. Like, have you ever went to somebody and asked, why do you like me? Not love, but why do you like me?
I don't really ask that question, no.
Ask it out of the blue sometimes and see what answer you get. If it's a stammer, stutter, trying to come up with something, then there's a problem. And also, if it's all based in superficiality, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything really deep that the person knows? It's kind of like the old question is, when's my birthday? What's my middle name?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do they really know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I get you. No, I think everybody's goal with their person is to feel appreciated, to feel needed, to feel loved, to feel
needed. I don't know about needed.
Why?
Because one day we're all going to kick off.
I mean needed in a sense like, you know, they make your life better. You know, there's a reason why they're in it. Like there's a reason why you're in their life. If you don't know, I think that's not good.
Right? Yeah, I would agree with that. I don't think people know.
Take nothing to the table. That's kind of like, why?
I think some people think they know. And I think also tendencies are interesting. Have you ever watched somebody's tendencies? Like there are certain things people do that you think are not related to, but they are. All I know. When a marriage is on the rocks,
mm-hmm.
And I'm speaking in broad senses here.
Right.
When a marriage is on the rocks, a lot of times somebody will be at the bar a little more often. Somebody will be... it happens. They'll be at the bar a little more often. They'll start having those after-dinner cocktails.
Yeah.
And you don't think of that as having any relation to something bad. But alcohol and a lot of... I mean, not that alcohol is bad. I'm fine with it. But as long as you drive safe, it is an escape from certain things.
Like boredom, though.
I don't know. If you're that bored, that's another whole nother problem.
We won't get on that one again.
Yeah, it's a whole nother problem.
We won't get on that again.
Because, you know, that becomes a thing. What is the... Why is this... Why is there boredom here? Why is there a hole to fill? Because that's what it really is. It's a hole to fill.
Maybe. I don't know. I think it's just... everybody's different.
This is fascinating.
It is.
People don't talk about this stuff on radio. That's what makes it fascinating.
And it's fascinating that you see things a lot differently than I do.
Well, not really. What are we seeing differently here? You seem to be agreeing with almost everything I'm saying.
Sort of. You know, this isn't a topic we necessarily agree about, though. I mean, marriage in general.
Oh, you've been married 18 times and I have not.
Let's just 19. Let's get it correct.
All right.
No, the fact that I feel like it doesn't necessarily need... I'm not sad that it didn't last forever. Like, it doesn't need to last forever. Maybe things aren't meant to last forever. But you can still be happy. You can still be happy at the time. I don't care that you're shaking your head at me. Like, why does it have to be, if it's what made you happy at the time, and if, like, you go with it. Why is that bad?
Because if it makes you happy at the time, then it has a beginning and an ending. And I
maybe not. You can't predict that. You're not going to... I would not marry someone and be like, yeah, this is probably not going to go well in 2 years. Like, you have to know. But you never really know if there's an end or if the end is forever.
Well, that's where the whole conversation started today. I think you do. I don't think the person in it knows, but I think the onlooker knows.
Maybe.
But I think sometimes people are so bullheaded, they cannot... They can't let that seep in.
Well, I think the onlooker is often... doesn't come forward and say, listen, this is a train wreck about to happen.
I do that with everybody I know. I tell them about the train wreck. I don't care if they take the advice or not. That doesn't hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
But I will say, big mistake coming.
I mean, after my second marriage was over, I had so many people saying, like, we saw this coming. Like, we knew this was going to happen. But no one said that to me. I think I was very happy at the time. I was. Like,
and you would not have...
Maybe I would have, looking back, but like, because I was...
Taking the advice.
I had said after the first, after I got divorced the first time, I said, oh, I'll never get married again. So I think I was nervous about that to begin with. And then if somebody would have actually said, you know, this is probably going to end bad. Like, maybe you should think about these things. And if they had valid reasons why, I think I probably would have listened. But I don't know. I was happy.
This is like one of those... Do you hear that?
What is that?
Well, I don't know what that was. That was very strange. I don't know what that was.
Very strange.
But that was one of those, like, quilts you just knitted there.
I did. I knitted a quilt.
Yeah, it was like, I decided I was going to get married. Everybody thought I was wrong. I thought I was right. I got married. It ended. They told me I should have rethought it. Then again, I said I would never get remarried. And then you repeated it again.
Mm-hmm. But I'm happy. So what?
But you know what? I think people... Here's an interesting thing. I don't think I've ever said this before. I think anybody who's in a relationship would probably qualify themselves as happy.
I would hope so.
Yeah. So...
So not everyone sees, like, you know...
No, they don't see the problems.
Right.
And sometimes what I have found... You know, the relationships that work out the best are the ones that you think would never have happened.
Right.
You think that is... No. Why? Why would that work? That is completely off the charts wrong.
Right.
Then it does.
Right. Maybe.
I think that's because you have to pay attention more to the person than anything. Because you're not paying attention to the, oh, yeah, this looks normal and all that.
Right.
You're paying attention far more to the person.
Maybe you have to put in more of an effort, you know, to make it work.
What's the number one trait, in your opinion, in somebody that makes them a good candidate to be a husband?
I mean, I have a
here
list
in the marrying month of June.
Right? I have a list of things. Like, I think they need to be someone that you can talk to, someone who is actually a friend, and not just, you know, a person that you are attracted to necessarily. Like, I think you have to have that attraction, but I think that you have to be able to communicate. I mean, there has to be some sort of attraction, I think, for sure. See, what is that?
I don't know what that is.
Should we, like, take cover? It's super strange.
Well, I bet that's what that is. Was it raining outside?
No, it's nice.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Sounds like some sort of warning siren is what it sounds like.
I don't know. I think it's something in the room. Maybe they're moving a chair upstairs. I bet that's what it is.
Oh, come on.
It sounded like somebody moving like a file cabinet or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think you need to have someone you can talk to, someone that will listen when you talk, someone who...
What'd you say?
Like, right. Yeah, someone who, right. Like... yes, exactly. Who remembers what you say and who remembers what's important to you? And, like, I'll take it back to, remember when Michelle and I were so crazy? Like, whatever brought my emotion on, I don't know if anybody remembers the Google commercial from
Super Bowl.
I was a disaster. And, like, prior to that, I really didn't have much emotion. Like, I kind of just bottled it all up. And not that commercial, like, broke it all free, because it kind of went away after that again. But the old guy in the Google commercial was saying, like, all of the sweet things that he didn't want to forget about his wife. Remember? So he would be like, her favorite flower is this.
And oh, I remember this now. Oh, yes.
We went on this trip, and I loved her laugh. Like, I was so upset, because I'm like, what if I never have that person that pays that close of attention to me after all these years? That, like, who's going to say that? Who knows these things about me? Someday I want my kids to know these things about me that only someone that pays attention to you can, like, figure out. Who will remember? Like, that's what I want. I think that's what everybody wants, but I think that, like, it, you know...
Well, that's a good analogy, and I think that's probably right. But see, people don't equate that. That's not attraction. That's not even, you know, good. Here's the problem. It's easy to have a good time if you spend money or go to, like, an exotic place, mm-hmm. or do something. Anybody can have fun doing that. Mm-hmm. If you can have fun, like, sitting in a room that is hot on a June night, and you're still laughing your head off and you're covered in sweat because it's hot and it's uncomfortable, but yet you're laughing and it's not any, like, anything but just that person. Now, you might not necessarily be attracted to that person at all, but you're attracted to what they're giving off. It's that mm-hmm. thing. But that would be the person that would probably remember all your junk.
No, I agree. But I find that attractive. If someone can...
But that's not what people take as attractive.
No, but I think that I think there has to be that sort of attraction. I am, like, past the point of just, like, physical attraction, because you see how that fades and you see how that doesn't work out. Like, there has to be some sort of, like, I mean, I find that attraction when somebody picks up all the little things about me that maybe no one else sees. Like, oh, yeah, you know, I did this.
Well,
because
I paid attention
I saw
to when
you
dyed your hair. God, can I write that down on the Google list?
That you
dye your hair?
Abby doesn't like grays right in the front of her head.
Right there.
Where they
bam.
Pop forward.
I got that.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of something else I know about you. Gosh. I know how to push your buttons.
That's true.
I know that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. Oh, I know that. Here's. Oh, see, this is impressive. What do you and I know about each other? This is fascinating, because this is one of our early shows together, possibly our last. So it'll be a good one. I know that you like Mountain Dews from Taco Bell.
That is not fair, because I have one sitting right in front of
me. No, but that's... I would know that.
Well, the reason why I like Mountain Dew is because I like... Why? It's fountain Mountain Dew.
Right, but I'm just saying, these are things that I know, and we are not close. So I feel the
so
fact
you know
that I know...
like fountain Mountain Dew.
Yes, I would know... Yeah. I told you, yeah. Like, a couple weeks ago, that when I was... I thought about stopping and getting you one, but I said that line's too long, so I'm not going to do it. So I know that about you.
Yeah.
I know...
What's my favorite food?
Your favorite food? I don't know your food. I don't think
pizza.
Really? I don't think we've ever eaten together.
We just did the other night. Really?
Did we?
Yeah. Pizza.
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't with you at that point.
Oh, Lord.
I was probably doing something else.
So, yeah. And yours is Diet Coke.
Oh, who doesn't know that? Turn a radio on in the morning.
I'm just saying. And you like salads from Wendy's.
Okay.
Yeah, because you always name exactly what one I'm supposed to get that I haven't ever gotten.
It's not from Wendy's, though.
Yes, it is.
No.
Oh, McDonald's?
McDonald's.
Yeah, but I thought it was the one from Wendy's.
Probably because you were going to Wendy's. But
oh, okay. So, yeah. Right.
That's what we know about each other.
And there's the list.
Man.
No, but I...
That should be a Google commercial.
You know what I'm saying. It's very sweet. Like, I find that attractive. If someone can pick up the little things about you, and you know that they're actually paying attention, and they're listening, and they
I
care.
Know that you're highly insecure.
Mm.
See, no. You are totally insecure. You put off that you are totally secure. But once you get... That's why I think we became friends. I think that's why Michelle and I became friends. I think because the two of you are similar in this way. This is the similarity that I draw. Michelle will appreciate this. She would never get angry with me anyway. Which, by the way, yesterday when I was talking to you both in the little...
She was cracking me up.
Well, she was, but she also... Was. But she... Here's the niceness of her. She said, I miss you. And she said that to me.
I've said that before.
I've never really missed you, though.
I know.
I don't.
That.
I'm sorry. But here's the thing. What was I saying? Oh, the similarity between you. There it is again.
I know.
The similarity between you two is that I think you both tried to put off the idea of very together, very secure, very knowing who you are, no longer a kid, don't have those insecurities, everything's fine. And you're not. And I think the reason, neither of you, and the reason I think I got to be such good friends is for some reason that facade hit the ground with both of you, and that's why those counseling sessions happened, because I got to see it hit the ground with both of you.
Well, listen, I mean, the facade hit the ground with me when my
like
whole
the
life,
third
like,
day.
When my whole life, like, came, you know, became sort of, not public knowledge, but you know what I mean. Like, when certain aspects of my life became well known that I didn't want to become, I mean, all of that kind of hit the ground a couple of years ago. So there's definitely things that I'm insecure about, but I think overall, like, I'm pretty secure with who I am. Like, I have things that are definitely, yeah, like, I'm definitely, I think everybody has insecurities, probably.
Not me.
Right.
No, I don't. I, you know what? I think, but you know what did that? I think what did that, people will write horrible, nasty stuff about you.
Right.
And at some point, with whatever known that I am, but you get jealousy. And people will write stuff, and people put it in places. And, you know, for a long time, I thought, well, you know, who believes that stuff? Who would really believe mm-hmm. that? Some people do.
Mm-hmm.
And now I just let it go. I just say, well, you know, if you want to believe that about me, fine. But it's not true.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, there's aspects of my life I've had to chalk that up to, too, because I've wanted to explain, I've wanted to, you know, defend myself and everything. And I know that I can't possibly do that. So there are things I've had to let go. There's definitely insecurities, I think, from past relationships that are so...
Forever.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I try to get over, you know, I don't know. It's just normal. I'm over some of it.
But, you know, it's interesting. Hold even though I hate the idea of marriage and I hate the idea of engagements, really, is that the truth is, it's weird that this subject came up because I do remember little things about people. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the big stuff. Like birthdays, I'm hazy on that.
My birthday month. You better remember.
I don't. I don't remember birthdays. I don't remember anniversaries. I don't remember important dates. I don't remember all that. I don't remember first dates. I don't remember any of that. But I do remember, like, I pay attention to little things about people.
Mm-hmm.
I pay attention to little stories they'll tell or little things they do. Or the big stuff doesn't bother me. Big stuff, big deal. But it's the little stuff that I enjoy about people. Like, learning how to press somebody's buttons. You know what that generally comes from? Learning about them.
Well, yeah.
Because you've really got to pay attention to find out what presses somebody's buttons.
And I wasn't too difficult because it's my life that I've tried to protect that you poke at.
Yeah, but I don't mind asking questions.
I always get a response.
I don't mind asking questions either.
I don't think I ever wanted to be, like, such an open book about things. And then suddenly it was. And then... I mean, not just with you, like with friends and things like that, I obviously am.
Separate me from the friends category.
No, that's
there's
what
my
I mean.
Friends and then there's you.
No.
Somebody who just was nosy, who
no,
just came in and...
I don't think that, yeah. I mean, not you. That's not what I meant.
That's what it sounded like. You know my favorite story with you, though? I love this story. This is... No, you would...
I'm going to punch you in the face.
What?
Are you going to say, like, some bad story? You are.
What do you mean? We have a bad story?
Well, maybe. Go ahead. I want to hear this.
Okay, I'm not going to tell that one now. I'm going to tell one that I it was a funny moment between you and I still don't even know if the third person knows about it.
Oh.
And I'm going to say who the third person is.
Okay.
There was a conversation going on between you and another person in a private room, and I just happened to be around.
Yeah.
And I had went somewhere to do something.
Uh-huh.
And it was a very serious conversation.
Yes.
And I came back and the door was open.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And I could hear the conversation.
Uh-huh.
And so I just stood there and listened because I had nowhere else to go. I wasn't trying to listen.
It was awkward.
Yeah. And then I started hearing the revelation that was going on in that room. And I thought, oh, my God, I shouldn't know this. What am I doing? So then the other person gets up and leaves the room. And I come in. And I try to play it like I wasn't listening at the door. And I try to play it like, oh, yeah, I knew about that. Because I didn't want it to be awkward, like I didn't know about it. And although the person didn't leave because I brought it up to that person.
Yeah.
Then they eventually left and you turned to me and said, you were standing outside the door, weren't you?
Wait, I know. And that person had to know as well, I think.
I don't think they ever knew. I don't think they did.
Well, I was thinking to myself when you're bringing, I'm like, oh my gosh, is he really saying this right now? Like, clearly this wasn't something you could sit on.
Because I could not go like I didn't know. And I knew that you would know that I didn't know because I wasn't in the room. Mm-hmm. So I had to say that I knew.
Okay. I don't know. It was awkward timing, though.
It was awkward timing.
Yeah.
But I love that moment because you were the one who said immediately after they left the room, you said you were standing outside the door. Oh, are they listening? Oh, yes. That was funny.
So funny.
That was one of my favorite moments.
Yeah. So she said, I totally knew.
That I was listening at the door? And I wasn't trying to listen at the door.
She said, nothing is that coincidental. Which is
but
so
I
true.
Was not
That's why
trying.
I looked at you, I was like, what?
I really was not trying to listen.
And see, she said, you could have totally come in.
Oh, but see, I didn't know that at that. I didn't. No, not at that moment. That would have been super awkward to walk in during that moment.
Yeah. But at the same time, I mean, what were you going to do? You couldn't,
but I love that,
you couldn't have played it cool.
And it was one of those stories where, like, the next night I was lying in bed and it just popped in my head. And I just laughed and laughed because I thought, that is too funny. Not what happened, but it was just that you immediately said as soon as they left the room, you were listening. Because I had given this whole elaborate story about why I wasn't listening at the door. And you just had no problem telling me.
No.
You were listening at the door, weren't you?
You would have called me out.
Okay. That's my favorite story. Do you have a good story to wrap up on here? That's a little known story that I think is fun.
It is fun. I don't know if I have a little known story.
Well, tell a big story.
Do I have big stories?
Oh, this is really hurting the relationship between you and me right now. I just did mine.
Scott's counseling sessions are basically our, you know, I don't know if anyone
knows. Was that your favorite
part? I think, well, I mean, just a daily conversation. Michelle and I, you know, we would get together our issues and be like, we need to discuss this with Scott.
And we'd have fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we would have fun. Because I'm decent at that.
Yeah. You have your own, like, unique, unmarried, super biased.
But not biased toward anybody.
No.
It's biased toward myself.
But you're sure you're right, maybe.
Well, I think you have to come off with confidence.
Or you're sure you have it figured out. And I think we're both sure that you don't have it figured out.
I think because you both know I'm right and you don't want to give me credit.
No, I don't think. I can give people credit where credit's due. I really can. I do that on a daily basis. But sometimes I'm like,
Call me in like 6 months. You'll know.
See if Scott has it right.
Yes. Well, you said something nice not too long ago what was it? Well, I forget how you put it, but it was something about burying the body.
Hide the
body, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's nice.
Michelle and I think I would call either one of you, and I think she would say the same thing. I want to speak for her, but I think we've had this conversation. It's one of those things that you do, and you just never talk about, whether it's hiding a body. It's just something like you can, yeah. You have that person that you can say anything to, do anything with, and then that's, you know.
Well, there are moments I've had with you that I think are more toward the personal that I would never speak about. That's why I'm always amazed that you think, when I'm talking on the radio, that I'm going to say something that's personal. I would, if I thought it was personal, I would never say it.
I think you have before.
No. But tonight when I go home, I am going to make a video because I think that's very important.
You are.
That's one of my favorite
moments. Who are you making a video of?
I don't know. I just hear it's very popular.
I want to say so many bad things right now, and I can't.
You said them at one point.
I need that list of things that I'm not allowed to say. That's what I need.
Everything that just popped in your head is on that list, I'm sure. But that was a good moment.
Oh my gosh, Michelle. Yay, Michelle. She's getting her drywall done today.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
She's she would definitely help us hide the bodies.
I think so. I don't know where she's been. I miss her.
She's been busy working. I know. I texted her the other day. I'm like, miss you. I think maybe it was in our group text. I'm like, Michelle, we miss you. We do miss her.
Well, I do. You said some things about her that aren't very nice, but I'm not going to bring those up.
Here goes Scott lying again. Now they know she's listening. She knows I would never. I love her.
You say mean stuff about me all the time.
Sister, what is it? She's like my sister from another mister. Is that what it is?
God, that's horrible.
Is it though?
Yes.
Right. Because Scott would never say that.
No.
Oh, his ears. Can't believe I just put him through that.
I am very... You know.
You say this all the time. Like, you guys are, like, long lost. We say this. Because we'll end up, like, we'll literally say the same thing or do the same thing. And it's bizarre.
Oh, you and her?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's similar. Yeah.
Michelle needs porch drinks.
You know what? I'm not even going to bring it up anymore. Because
we don't ever bring it up anyway.
Last week on this show, because you had suggested it, and then you never booked it. And then on the show, I said, well, we'll never do it because you don't ever... It's you supposed to host this thing. And then again, here we are another week. It didn't happen.
Is this like your reverse psychology? It's never going to happen. And then it happens.
No, I don't care if it happens or not. I'm just saying that...
Ew.
What?
You don't care if it happens?
If the drinks happen?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to beg. So I'm just saying, see, that's the ghost going to come get you.
It is. So, yeah. I mean, I think it'll get together. I've been painting the back deck, though, so we'll be ready soon.
Okay. What is this going to be like at your... Because, you know, I mean, honest to God. Are there going to be other people there?
I mean,
like,
I
mingling
like,
around or something? I'm honest to goodness.
Is it freaking you out? I mean, you know
I
my house
know.
Is busy. You know my house is busy. I have, like, 5 boys.
Yeah, well, your kids are okay. I like your kids.
I mean, there's people there. Like, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean, tell them all to leave?
No. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be fine.
I look forward to that one. I'm excited already.
Is this what excites you, Scott? Like, yay!
Yeah.
You say I don't get excited, see? Here we are.
Total excitement.
I've seen so much excitement out of you.
No, I don't mind meeting new people. Matter of fact, I have some questions that I like to ask.
People?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whoever's there, I got a lot of questions. I got
fun.
A lot of questions.
Fun stuff.
Oh, yes, because that's who I am.
I know.
There you go. So maybe you'll be here next week, maybe you won't.
When do I get like a pink slip? What do I get, like a notice? Like
a notice, because really, after last week, it's very probational.
Okay.
It's remember after how you acted at the anniversary. Oh, that's what I wanted to ask.
What did I ask about the? How did I act? I liked the anniversary party.
You were kind of blah.
Well, I was not. I was listening to everyone else who'd been all these. They all had these great experiences.
And what did you learn?
I don't know. What do you mean? What I learned? I think
well, you
great
said you were
people.
Listening.
I did. I listened to everyone. I loved hearing their stories of, you know, the years past. And, of course, the stories of Charlie and how, you know, Linda had been here since the beginning. I think that's awesome. I was listening to a lot of it.
And then some of it you blocked out.
Well, I was mingling in the other room like you told me to do.
Did you mingle well?
I did. I really did enjoy.
I was doing other things.
Yeah, I really did enjoy
hosting
everyone.
A show.
Right.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll be back next week. Now, Charlie will be on... Next.
Why do you put it like that? Maybe we'll be back next
week. Well, maybe you will. I don't know.
Do I need to find something else to do? Was this permanent? Like, meh, if I feel like showing up? Because that's not how I, like, think about it.
Well, you were kind of nasty at the anniversary. That's all I'm saying.
I was absolutely not. Because you said, because I said I didn't know I was permanent. That was the truth. You just said
it. Did you say that at an anniversary party on the air?
Well, you're like, what is your most memorable moment? Like, of, like, the right, last day? What are you talking about?
No, oh, gosh, no. I mean, you've been around.
I've had 12 seconds.
You listen. It could have been a moment from your listening.
That's not what everyone else was sharing.
Okay, well, quickly.
Yes.
What's your favorite moment from listening?
I don't know. Ooh. Why do you put this on me?
That's how you do it at an anniversary party.
Oh. My favorite moment from listening? I don't know.
And that's why it's iffy from week to week.
Right.
Yeah. So, oh, boy.
We'll see how this goes.
We'll see what happens next week. But, tonight I'll be on from 8 to 10, so tune into that. Ooh. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. 8 to 10, and then I'll be back Monday morning. I don't know who's on Monday morning. Me.
Fun.
Darn right. It's always fun when I'm on. Stay tuned. Charlie Evers coming up next. Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
programs on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are brought to you by Williams Grass Cutters. Telephone number 740-272-0062.